morning, everyone. This is Danny Mack, and I want to welcome you here today as we conclude our week-long celebration of Starting Right and our 200 episodes in 2020. Every day this week, we have presented favorite episodes from last year. And while choosing the top five favorites was not easy, we believe that we've been able to put together a pretty good representation of 2020. Today's episode is one of my favorites because I really like the story, but it's also obviously one of yours because it had so many downloads. This story is about Providence Methodist Church of Swan Quarter, North Carolina, a major flood, and how the hand of God was a very moving experience. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right with this episode from October the 28th, entitled The Hand of God. I've got an amazing story to tell you today. In fact, it was so amazing that when I first heard it, I was extremely skeptical. I felt that I needed to verify it before I ever brought it to you. So I did some research and went back and looked at every record I could find, and everything that related to this story indicated that it was absolutely true. So I bring it to you today as one of the great stories of the hand of God. We all are familiar with Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. It says, "Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish everything that he needs. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you." Well, today's story does all of those things and meets all of that criteria. It all begins back in 1874 when the congregation of Providence United Methodist Church of Swan Quarter, North Carolina, was looking for some land to build their new building on. There was a man by the name of Sam Sadler who had a lot on Main Street. They wanted to build there because it was a prime lot, but Sam refused to sell it, telling the people that he had plans for that piece of land. Well, another man donated a lot on Oyster Creek Road. It was several blocks away from where they wanted to build, but it was good and the land was free. The church was constructed on short brick columns because of the flooding that often occurred in that area, and it was dedicated in September of 1876. 3 days later on the Wednesday, a terrible storm hit that quarter. The wind howled, the rain came down, there was a gray wall of water everywhere, and by nightfall, complete devastation throughout the town. Many roofs were ripped off homes, and trees were pulled out of the ground by the strong winds, and still the rain came. The storm raged all night and through most of the next morning, and it was Thursday afternoon before the wind subsided and the rain had stopped. One by one, the people of Swan Quarter began to exit their homes to see the devastation and what was left of their town. All they really saw was what had been ravaged by the storm and the flooding that was still very much there. The water was up to 5 feet deep in some places. But the folks down on Oyster Creek Road, they began to see something just a little bit different. As they peered out their windows, they began to see the church floating down the road. Many people rushed out of their homes, grabbing lengths of rope and sloshing through the water. They tried to wrap the rope around the church and somehow hold it back and keep it from continuing down the road, but nothing could stop it. It continued to float right on down Oyster Creek Road. As it went along the way, more and more people came out to watch this building floating on down. But as it approached the center of town, there was something incredible that happened. The church came to the corner of Oyster Creek and Main Street, and as it arrived at that corner, the church inexplicably turned right and began to float down Main Street. It proceeded for another two blocks, where again, inexplicably, it made another left-hand turn and settled down on a plot of land. The land it settled on happened to be the same land that the church had tried to purchase from Sam Sadler not too long ago. The story goes that Sadler was convinced that the church was moved there by the hand of God, and he agreed to donate the lot to the church, And actually, it's been there ever since, and it is still there to this day. Although it has had to survive several other floods along the way, the building still stands. And there is a plaque on the church that simply states, "Moved here by the hand of God." Isn't that a great story? So let me ask you this today. Is there something happening in your life or in your family's lives that you really need to see God's hand work in? Maybe it's something that you've been struggling to believe that God is actually willing and wanting or even capable of doing. What I encourage you with today is to know that God is more than able to do whatever it is that you need him to do. God can do amazing things, far beyond what we can ask or think, and he loves us enough to work it in our lives. So be encouraged today. You may not be far away from seeing your answers. Keep holding on and keep believing that God is with you and God is able and that God will work in your life. Have a great day, my friends. Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.